A Jewish Journal article. Human Rights Watch director tweet blames Israeli government for rise in UK anti-Semitism. Human Rights Watch. HRW, Executive Director Kenneth Roth appeared to blame the Israeli government in part for the recent spike in anti-Semitism in Britain. Roth tweeted on July 18, "Anti-Semitism is always wrong, and it long preceded the creation of Israel, but the surge in UK anti-Semitic incidents during the recent Gaza conflict gives the lie to those who pretend that the Israeli government's conduct doesn't affect anti-Semitism." His tweet linked to a July 15 Haaretz article stating that anti-Semitic incidents have increased by 365% from May 8 to June 7. Various Jewish groups and pro-Israel Twitter users accused Roth of justifying anti-Semitism. "There should be no justification for hashtag anti-Semitism or those who perpetrate it," Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted. Blaming Israel for the recent rise in violent anti-Semitic incidents, instead of blaming the anti-Semitic actors themselves, is plainly false and offensive. American Jewish Committee CEO David Harris similarly tweeted, "Roth tries to have it both ways. Anti-Semitism is always wrong, but no, anti-Semitism is always wrong, period. Just as racism is always wrong, period." Coming from an alleged human rights defender, totally and utterly despicable. Tablet senior writer Yair Rosenberg also tweeted, "Here's the director of Human Rights Watch blaming Jews for anti-Semitism. Anti-Semites, like all bigots, have used alleged acts of their targets to justify attacks on them. They killed Jesus. They swindle. Obscene for an ostensible human rights group to push their propaganda." He added in a later tweet, "Anti-Semitism wasn't caused by Jews killing Jesus in the Middle East centuries ago. That was the bigot's excuse. Anti-Semitism isn't caused by Israeli actions in 2021. That's the bigot's excuse. Anti-Semitism is caused by the hate of the bigot, who will always find a new excuse." International human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky asked in a tweet if Roth has ever said, "Racism is wrong, but homophobia is wrong, but Islamophobia is wrong, but no." So, why the excuse for hashtag anti-Semitism? What a shameful and inexcusable post. UN Watch Executive Director Hillel Neuer noted that Roth had issued his tweet during Tisha B'Av, when Jews mourn the destruction of their temple and sovereignty in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Since then, the Jews faced burnings, expulsions and the Holocaust. "Now there is Israel, we're thrilled and proud, and we'll never take lessons from an anti-Semite." Roth defended his tweet, writing on Twitter, "Interesting how many people pretend that this tweet justifies anti-Semitism. It doesn't and I don't under any circumstances." Rather than address the correlation noted in the Haaretz article between recent Israeli government conduct in Gaza and the rise of UK anti-Semitic incidents. But Sam Sokol, the author of the Haaretz article, tweeted that Roth had used an article one wrote to try and bolster his point. And it does nothing of the sort. British journalist David Collier tweeted in response to Roth's defense, "Not what people are saying, Ken. People are talking about your, but. You would never write a tweet about another racism with the word, but, included. Is your revelation that the existence of Israel, the Jewish state, makes anti-Semites angry? Or did you have another point?" Benjamin Weinthal, the Jerusalem Post's European Affairs correspondent and research fellow for the Foundations for Defense of Democracies, tweeted that Roth was scrambling to do damage control. At Ken Roth praised the Iranian regime's anti-Semitic foreign minister, Javad Zarif. Roth remains silent about Iranian regime Holocaust denial and genocidal anti-Semitism. Human Rights Watch did not respond to the journal's request for comment.